flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah, that's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this money!
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cuties can be you can watch on YouTube with you for free. Ay. This one time for the Twitch. Ay. This one time for the text. Ay. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Streaming live on your Odyssey app, AUDACY. And, of course, you guys can watch us every single day on YouTube and Twitch, the channel, Miami 560 WQAM. Hey, Leroy.
What's that?
That's a snazzy pullover thing that you have there.
The conditions were the same when I had to buy it. Remember, I went up, it was September.
Yep.
And it was like this. It caught me off guard.
I don't like this. I want it to end.
That's fine. Listen, this rain doesn't bother me because I'm not doing anything anyway, right?
I could do
I'm working. And it doesn't really affect anything I want to do. If I want to get in the pool, I can get in the pool. If I want to get in the jacuzzi, I can get in the jacuzzi. So, if I wanted to golf, I could golf. This isn't bad weather to golf in.
It's bad weather to live in. I don't like
yes. It. Yes.
What are
listen,
we in London?
Nothing. You know what this weather says? You drive by somebody and they're driving too slow and you give them the finger. That's what kind of weather this is, right?
Terrible.
It's just terrible weather. Like everybody's in a bad mood. Nobody like.
Especially down at 601 Biscayne Boulevard. Not in a good mood. Gloomy right now.
You pulled the Leroy.
Hmm?
You pulled the Leroy. You know Leroy likes to get to stuff.
You hey, what else are we waiting for? Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sportage Sorrento and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. The Miami Heat back in action tonight. 7:30 against the Milwaukee Bucks, which means a 6:15 preheat with Solana and Tommy Tag. No Jimmy Butler tonight. He has been suspended yet again by the Miami Heat, who released a statement last night. We have suspended Jimmy Butler for 2 games for continued pattern of disregard for team rules, insubordinate conduct, and conduct detrimental to the team, including missing today's team flight to Milwaukee. Jimmy Butler apparently thought that he was going to fly on his own, that he had made his own accommodations to get to Milwaukee, and they said, no thanks, you're suspended.
Where did you think this was going to go? Right. You knew something was going to happen that Jimmy wasn't going to be on that plane.
Yep. They have not wanted this to hit the road at all.
And
now it's out of their little heat bubble for a couple of days. But dude, like at this point, I'm not saying that he'd have to bend to the whim of trading him for whatever or take on a bad deal.
It's getting there.
But well, fine. But to bring him back into that locker room,
right,
and to put him around that team and to put your team through it anymore, Leroy, is stupid.
Here's the problem.
It's a stupid move by the Miami Heat if he's back here on
Monday.
Here's
the problem. The problem is not him being back in the locker room. It's collective bargaining. You can't just...
You think he wouldn't pay to be away? You don't think he would take that? I would say he would take that very nicely.
No. I think he would be Jimmy.
What do you think? You think Jimmy Butler... Jimmy clearly
doesn't want to play basketball.
Very clearly doesn't want to play basketball.
The Heat don't want him to play basketball.
He is giving the old Marshawn Lynch, I'm just playing so I don't get fined.
And he's playing...
And that is the level of play. He is not playing to win. Right. He is playing not to get his money messed with.
Right.
What are we doing? Mm-hmm. What are we doing for this team anymore?
Yep.
Like, what's the point? What's the point of it? Oh, she here? Don't lie. You know you're here. Suspended!
Team rules.
Suspended.
Team rules.
Insubordination by the murderer.
Really? Actually, if we go by past history, this is...
Well, that's
quite
the
early.
Thing, you know, we're lenient. Like, we can't. Jay Fink's like, I always come here at 10:08.
Yeah.
What's the problem with a team flight now all of a sudden? Hello, Jennifer.
At least I showed up, Jimmy.
Wow.
So, look, man. Here's the deal. If anybody thought that this was going to go any different, if anybody thought that Jimmy, see, I knew Jimmy was going to be Jimmy after his first comments before the season and the way he played. Because now I'm thinking like this. I go back and retroactively put all the pieces together.
Mm-hmm.
So when he says he came in late because he's missed his flight, really? Really? He had flight problems when he came in the media day?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Go back and put all this stuff together and see how it's been building. And then he still does his Jimmy thing when he says he wasn't going to do that. Then I knew there was no way, because you have gone to a place where you can't go back. And that's where he went. He has done things where even with the team being just exhausted of this, you can't go back. How can you go back? What could you say to Bam, to Tyler, to Duncan? What could you say to those guys that they would say, come on back, let's just do this?
But at what point, when do you owe it to those guys also to just let them have a productive work environment? Like you
in the beginning of the year. Okay, but that has nothing to do with it.
Forget that. I'm talking about right now.
Right now. The only way you can do it is just say Jimmy's not gonna be here.
Just don't have him there anymore.
Right.
Enough. Like you're gonna continue to what? Weasel your way into suspensions? How do we find a way to suspend him?
Because here's where both sides are. They want him to bleed. How do you make a player bleed? You take his money. So it's not a matter of just, like, listen, you're not playing for us because we wouldn't pay you 2 years down the road. We're not going to just pay you and tell you to stay at home and then see you on Instagram and Twitter or whatever, living the good life while we out here, you know, fighting a good fight.
Yeah.
If that's the way you want it, then we going to find ways to take that money. If you don't want to play basketball for us until we can get through this,
mm-hmm.
then we're not paying you. So you decide how you want to do this. And He has decided.
Yeah, I'm not going to play.
He has decided. So they have recourse. They have set themselves up so that.
Yeah, but you don't have recourse, though. Like, you can
take his money.
You can continue to look for ways to take his money, and then you're going to what? Bring him back Monday, and he's going to play at 10%?
No.
15%?
No, because if these keep adding up, then it can be a bigger suspension.
What's going to add up? What's going to get to the point? Like, they already stretched it out on a 7-game suspension, Leroy.
There's a certain way and process you have to go through to give him a maximum suspension. And that's the CBA. That's why they're doing it this way. So at any point in time, if Jimmy doesn't change his behavior until this is taken care of. Now, it's only 2 weeks. Because if it's not, it'll be done in 2 weeks.
What, the trade deadline?
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, they seem pretty, like, they're not going to go and take a deal that they don't want.
Everybody says that now.
Leroy, they had him away for 2 weeks. They didn't make a trade.
Everybody says that now. Remember the Heat? When the Dame thing, we don't have to budge. He wants to come here and...
Yeah, but at what point do the Heat... Let me ask you this. Uh-huh. At what point do the Heat have their own stubbornness stop getting in their way?
But here's
you keep doing this. Let me just finish.
Go ahead.
Like, you keep getting to this point. Not you, but like as the franchise.
No,
you guys keep getting to this point where it's like, we're not going to bend. We're not going to break.
Right.
We're not going to let him win on this. He's won, Leroy.
But
it's over already. Like, they've gotten to a point where... He has to come back because they're going to keep looking for suspensions. You're ruining any chance that these players have to have a productive work environment.
Okay, but here's the other thing that all parties need to understand, well, especially Jimmy's side. When you're involving 3 or 4 teams, that's not an overnight quick thing. So... Like, it's not, you can't tell me the Heat aren't trying to get this done.
Okay, but
when you involve three or four teams,
what does he need to play
that doesn't
for
happen overnight.
Why does he need to play for the Heat anymore?
Because of the collective bargaining agreement, you can't just tell him to stay home.
People have done it before, and I guarantee you Jimmy Butler's not shooting that down. If I don't lose my money and I'm not with the team anymore, I have a pretty strong impression he's going to be fine with that. But the Heat want to be petty and take his money.
Yeah!
And, like, what benefit is that to your players?
You get the money!
Dude, come on.
It's a principle.
Money that's going to...
You would have a problem. We have this problem throughout sports. If a guy's making a boatload of money, right, and not playing well, you're not going to have a problem if a guy's making a boatload of money and sitting at home?
Right now, no. I'd rather just have the team play. Because he's not trying to win for you. But Leroy, he's not trying to win.
No, we know this.
You can't force him to play and try and win.
There is nothing that you're saying that isn't true.
There's no, to me, but here's what I say.
Right.
There's no difference to me as a fan of the team, as a team who watches. There's no difference to me in paying Jimmy Butler to show up in a Heat uniform and play 15% just at the level that you can't find me, there's no difference between that and him not being there anymore and paying him. There's no difference. And honestly, the one difference is the positive repercussions of, hey, no one's got to deal with it anymore. Tyler doesn't got to deal with it anymore. Bam doesn't have to deal with it anymore. The rookies don't have to deal with it anymore. Spo doesn't have to deal with it, which they don't want to. They don't want to. They don't want to be in this public pissing match anytime.
There's that three-letter word.
What?
That's driving all of this.
Mm.
Ego.
Yeah, that's true.
And you could say, it's Jimmy's ego that, oh, y'all not going to give me what I want? Watch this. And Pat's ego saying, oh, okay, we'll find a way to take your money. If it's about money, then why are you doing this to not get your money? Right? Because this lost money. And the more Jimmy does this, the harder it is. Because here, These fines are ridiculous. You go and you complain. Yeah, they're giving the money back. Mm-hmm. However, if this continues, it does make it harder for anyone to say to the Miami Heat that you were unjust. Right? So I think it's a situation of, if this was all about money, why would you do something to get fined and not make money? Right? Sometimes players think this: if I go out and ball, then they won't do nothing and they'll think that everything's cool.
Well, I think that probably happened. Like, he probably thought that.
But he never.
You guys aren't moving fast enough for me to want to get out of here. Okay. And then all of a sudden we have a fake sickness.
But the problem is that he couldn't possibly know that. Do you hear the complications they have to go through to make this trade work?
I don't want to hear about complications of that trade right now. I don't want to hear about that.
You've got to involve so many teams.
That's fine.
That doesn't happen overnight.
Okay, but after one game, okay, you've already been through this twice with him, okay? Right. The fake sickness, which is what I'm calling it, okay? The fake sickness slash ankle injury where he came back and said, I'm going to play. Didn't. Suspend him. Okay, comes back. What do we have? Him also not playing really. Not really. Mm-hmm. He's out on the court. He's not really playing basketball. Mm-hmm. Not to win. Mm-hmm. It's not an effect on just him and you. It's an effect on the other players. Like, when do you start caring about that?
Yes.
I get it. But that's the point. You wanted to know, how much would he get it to a point of, I'm not going to be positive for you guys?
He's
already shown you.
I just think that what and how Jimmy has handled this, the only way that you can penalize him is take his money. That's it. Having him sit on the end of the bench does nothing, because that attitude is still in the locker room.
Yeah.
Having him stay at home, valid, but just like, you're gonna, man, that's
great.
Brutal.
So let me get this straight. We're gonna come back on Monday against the Magic, and we're gonna try this again.
If he's not traded, yeah.
So
and then he gets suspended.
That's so dumb,
huh?
That's so dumb.
What an incredible
waste of time.
I get it, but if you were like, it's hard to explain. But you are paying this man $48 million.
To what now?
Right. So try to get some of it back.
Great. Congratulations.
That's what it's about.
Congratulations.
Like, where did he go?
You really showed us. You really, hey.
It's not a matter of showing you. It's a matter of showing.
Okay, but here's the thing. Like, the only other argument would be, oh, well, we don't want to lose leverage in trades. Dude, it's over with that. The leverage in trades.
That's what you thought with Dame.
And which I was right.
There wasn't a... No. Yeah, he went somewhere else.
I understand.
So clearly, no.
Okay, but that was another play where the Heat got too stubborn, got too cute, and they didn't get Damian Lillard.
Oh, that's what you think it was?
What do you think it was?
Okay.
Well, what do you think it was?
All right.
You don't think that was a play?
Yeah, I think the Heat should have just... Everybody should have just been quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And the deal would have got done.
Okay.
Instead of walking around.
So now we're gonna. Yeah, so now we're walking around. So Pat Riley feels good today because he got Jimmy Butler for another couple of games. But what about what Tyler and Bam have to deal with on Monday?
Right.
What about what Kalel has to deal with?
That's my biggest.
What about Nikola Jovic?
That's my biggest problem.
Okay. So like, but at what point does the Heat talk about the cost of doing business when it comes to your team, the actual team that you want to play?
I'm here. I don't know. If an injury is not involved, if you can just tell a guy to stay home.
I'm sure they could.
No, I'm telling you. I think it has the collective bargaining, I don't think you can do that.
Okay. And to everybody who's saying, it ain't my money, you're not getting anything for your money. He's not trying to win basketball games. And like, that's the thing that's crazy to me.
You know what else is crazy? You wanted to pay this guy.
I did. But I would have been right.
No, you wouldn't have.
I would have been right.
No, you wouldn't have.
I would have been.
Because you
this here, never would have
wait,
happened.
Wait, wait, wait.
Never would have happened.
Wait, wait.
It never would have happened.
Wait, wait.
Hold
on.
It never would have happened.
If you're saying that you're not paying for a guy to play basketball.
Oh, stop acting like this is the same thing. You're doing a Peter Pan argument right now.
No, I'm not.
Stop acting like he would have acted the same if he would have gotten his money.
I didn't say that.
What
but
are you saying?
But you, would he have played more games than he's been playing the last 3 years?
Yeah.
Based on what?
Wouldn't have fake sicked.
Oh, my. Do you not understand?
No suspensions.
This was one of the major crux of this problem, of this issue, of why Jimmy wouldn't get paid.
Don't use crux
because
on
he
me.
Wasn't playing enough games.
Great. And so now I have him out there for what? To sell what? A few Vice jerseys?
Pat's right in this, but the
but
Heat.
Wrong. That's what it's weird.
No,
right?
No, no. Pat's right in this everything, but his handling of this is nasty work. Dude, you knew you weren't going to give this man another contract.
Should have did something last year.
You should have did something before the season started. You knew this. You had this crazy idea that, oh, well, one more. Let's go one more. One last run. One hoorah.
And you know what's crazy? We all know Pat as the person who does stuff before this gets to this
and
point.
And you let this get to this point. Mm-hmm. That's on you. Now you're I'm laughing at you now because this high, this esteemed, well-run organization is doing, to me, Peter Pan stuff right now, like you just said.
Can I say this, though?
It's petty.
Can I just say this, though? They probably had a conversation with Jimmy in the summer. Right? And that conversation, like we heard when he came in,
mm-hmm.
that I'm going to just ball and it doesn't matter. And maybe they believed him because they have that relationship. Right? And that's where it went sideways. Because, like you said, he might have got tweaked a little bit. He said, oh, I'm not doing this. I'm going to ruin my chance.
Yeah, something changed in the middle. Because right. the first time the word was good. Like, he didn't start the season loafing it.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. So, that it's not. No, no, no. See, while I'm not assuming, I'm not. This summer, when we talked about this, Jimmy said, I'm just going to go out and ball. He said those words. And so, from that standpoint, maybe the Heat got duped, which is something that never happens to Pat.
No, the time they got duped was when he came back from fake sickness.
Yeah.
That's when they got duped.
Right.
They've been getting duped the last 2 years, man.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you're not going to. What are you going to do? What's going to happen next? Here's the next one, Vlad. Jimmy Butler, Pat Riley, Mickey Harrison have a sit down with Adam Silver. Jimmy Butler promises he's going to play. And then Jimmy Butler puts up 12 points. No assists. No rebounds.
Okay, here's the other
thing. Like, you can't make a guy. You can't. You can make him go out in uniform. And you can have Mike Biamonte introduce him, and you can have the flamethrowers shooting up from the sky, but you can't make that guy play winning basketball.
So let me ask you this, because this is going to be very interesting. So apparently Jimmy has taken his own accommodations to fly without the team before.
He's done it before, but he doesn't do it all the time.
Apparently. He doesn't do it all the time, but there's been precedent.
There's been precedent, yep. If you have a team policy, it's the when do you overlook that precedent?
Or what if they told him be on that plane?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I'm not here to debate whether Jimmy Butler broke a rule or not. But what I think is silly is you were looking for a reason.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
you were looking for a reason.
Yeah, because it's like if I'm Jimmy, you've done it before. I've done it before. This is not nothing new. And there's a possibility the game might not even be played. You know what I mean? Because Milwaukee's still
stuck
and
in
the And by
Milwaukee.
The way, I'm not assuming what Jimmy said. That is what Jimmy said. Jimmy talked about not getting a contract
before the
season.
I'm going to hoop.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm gonna
right.
Call. Yep.
So that's not.
We got to take a break. We'll take a break.
Because you talk too much.
That's fair. Hi, right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. If Heat fans want to call in, 305-567-0560. I'd love to hear from some Heat fans today on the Jimmy Butler situation, where you guys are out. Wade 06 MV3 says, Big Face Coffee about to get review bombed.
Nah, I'm about to give it 5 stars.
Is it good?
I don't know.
Well, you like this. You like Knicks chaos. You must be loving this.
No, I don't. I don't, because I thought this is – I'm really upset now. I'm upset at both parties.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really starting to become upset with Pat for allowing this. This is like this is almost like a stain. It's like a ketchup stain on a nice suit.
You think Pat should have been more preemptive?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Leroy.
Yeah. Jimmy.
He did this.
Jimmy is being Jimmy and Pat's
being Pat. Did this in Chicago. He did this in Minnesota. He did this in Philadelphia. What made Pat think he wasn't going to do that to him?
But this is worse than all of those.
Yeah.
Because everybody knew. We knew this was going to happen.
But this is the thing that he does keep getting. He does keep feeling like, oh, we did good things together. Business, you know, will not get in the way. And, right. And that is a blind spot.
Other thing, though. In all the other situations, okay, and maybe Pat was thinking this too, Jimmy did not ever go on the court and not play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you, however much attitude Jimmy gave the organization or whatever, he never didn't play basketball when he went on the court. So this is something different.
Yeah, it's worse.
But, right. But, I will say this about Pat. There ain't never been a player that Pat didn't see where it was going and preemptive struck.
Well, except LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron. Yeah,
he thought LeBron. LeBron would leave.
Well, first of all, that's a whole different, right? That's a whole different thing because you're talking about one of the best to ever do it. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah.
But he still thought no shot in hell that LeBron would leave.
Yes. And I'm, yeah. And because keep in mind, this was also, in Pat's mind, the first time he buckled a little and gave a player everything he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he probably thought, no way. Like,
yeah. Ricardo, what's up, man? Ricardo.
Hey, what's up, bud?
Hey, what's up?
Yes, sir.
It's Tobin. What's up, man?
Oh, what's going on, Tobes? Sorry, I had the show on simultaneously, so I'm hearing you guys in double.
That's a big word for me,
good
dog.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
But I'm going to be the, you know, the Jimmy enthusiast over here and just say that I'm going to be willy-nilly, wily coyote over here and say, let's say, since we're putting a bunch of hypotheticals and assumptions out here, let's say 2-game suspension again, we're still keeping him at home. Let's say we can get through this charade through February 6th. Jimmy will have no choice but to play basketball at that point and just ball out.
Not really. You see, you're making the same assumption Pat made. See, we all made the assumption that we all made the assumption, and this is the only assumption we all made based on what Jimmy said.
Yeah, because here's the worst case scenario. What I would say, Ricardo, is he could coast or whatever he's going to do after February 6th, where he said, and he was asked about that the last time he spoke to me, and he says, well, then I'll go out and hoop. But, all right, he can also just opt into $50 million.
He has a play. I would say to that, yeah, and I would say that that would be the last straw for both sides at that point, because, one, he can't go, and then, secondly, he would have no choice but to play ball. And considering they can't sit him out for the rest of the year, who knows? What if that provides that spark that, okay, like, both sides, like, you can't do anything about it at this point. Let's just go win basketball games, and who knows? What if this is that point in that year that, okay, we can't get anything done because we're both going to be petty on both sides. So, you know what? We're just going to hold you out. And then we'll leave you with no choice.
Here's the problem, though.
I would just say I feel like they've already gotten to that point.
Here's the problem, though. And then what do you do if he opts in?
Right.
And with the same attitude. Now you're signed up for 48. So that means you to be petty, you're going to pay $100
million? $100
million.
And you can't be petty to the rest of your team.
Right.
Like, that's the point where now this is.
See,
like
I blame what's happening to the rest of the team.
On Riles.
On Jimmy.
Oh.
Because you go into court with them.
See.
And here's a rule that all sports have. Right? Once you come in this room, your contract disputes, your money issues, or whatever, are out the door. Once you come in here, it's all about playing and winning games. And if you look at all the sports, they all have that same rule. You understand?
Yeah.
If you don't go in that room, you can complain about your money. Right? Once you come in this room, it's about basketball. It's about football. Or whatever.
I get that, Leroy. But once you suspend a player 7 games.
Right.
Now it becomes a part of what are you going to do with this player for us to move on for the rest of the season?
They're trying.
No. 7-game suspension, you went on a West Coast trip, you heard what the players were saying.
Of course.
The team is getting together, there's continuity. 100%. But they knew, they figured, Riles, Mickey, and our Heat brass are going to take care of this, and we're going to start the season anew, don't have to deal with all this craziness.
But then
what happened? The closer they were getting back to that game on Friday against Denver, they lost to the Clippers, lost to Denver. Great game Sunday. You know, tall time.
But they've mostly, since he's come back from the fake sickness,
they haven't played well.
They've gotten the doors blown off them 3 times in 4 games.
Right.
And you're right. Look, it is Jimmy's fault. I'm not absolving. Jimmy has been unprofessional. Jimmy has completely quit on this team. I'm not worried, but I'm not here to absolve Jimmy and say, hey, you reward that. Give him, but Leroy, I want to watch the team play actual basketball and be able to try and win.
Yeah, like, as fans of the team, right? As fans of the team, we want to see good basketball. This is a deterrent.
Yes.
But there's ways that you have to fix it. Like, and this is why I keep mentioning the CBA. There's certain ways you have to go about it. And that's what the Heat are doing. Now, keep in mind, at no point in time in either Jimmy's career or what he said before this year, did anybody think he was going to go on the basketball court and do this. So let's be clear about that. Second of all, when Jimmy says, and I didn't want to go here, but I'm going to go here. When Jimmy says, yeah, there were some guys who, you know,
checked in on me,
and I know who the guys who didn't. Now all of a sudden you want boys?
Right.
When you treat them like that on the basketball court? No!
It's a bad spot to put.
No!
It's a horrible spot to put in not only the guys whoever's not checking in with you and you want to fake
but
that.
But even more so your boys that are checking in
exactly.
on you.
Exactly. It puts them in a horrible spot.
Whoa. Who's checking in with him? K-Love?
It could be.
K-Love, Rozier, Nico.
Nico. That's a terrible thing. Like, he's probably thinking maybe 13, maybe, you know,
no,
maybe.
Come
maybe
on, man.
I know. Listen,
stop,
I know.
Listen,
I,
all this talk
look,
and all this nonsense, all I have is what you're saying. And what you're doing?
You're doing a horrible job for Nikola Jovic. And I know that Nico has a lot of love for him. This man and Jimmy Butler, one defended how they were misusing him, and two went to a G League game to go watch him. I know that he's got a lot of love for that kid. You're not doing right by him. Like this kid could really be something, and you're playing half ass out there.
You're not doing well, and Jimmy, you're not. No, and this is where Jimmy. Both parties at fault. Jimmy, yes, you're not a good example. This is what pisses me off about the Heat, too. You got a great young nucleus. They don't need to be.
I said that before.
They do not need to be exposed to this nastiness that is going on.
Kalel Ware was there across the locker room when that whole thing was going on. Like, popcorn in hand. Like, he's like, what the hell?
Like, yeah, what is this?
He's like, what? I'm serious. I'm telling you guys. Like, I'm watching this, and he's like, he could have left. He was dressed. He's like, I'm watching.
You know what?
And how could you not want to watch the car crash?
Because there doesn't need to be a car crash. They could have easily just, you know, put their signal on and go get out the highway.
I don't think what everybody is trying to get accomplished is as easy as one would think. Because keep in mind, Jimmy says he only wants to go to Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more than damn sure. If he would have, and remember.
He had originally said he'll play for any team
other than
Miami.
So let's go there.
So then he did, yeah.
So, that like, was a lie. All the things
he's like, hey, guess what, guys? He lies.
Right.
He's a liar.
So now.
Don't say.
He's a liar.
So wow. Now.
What
so,
are we talking about?
So now we can't sit here and say that all this and to accomplish all this is going to happen in a couple of days. But Jimmy's turned up the heat.
No,
you just
understand.
Want to tell him stay home.
No.
Literally, figuratively speaking.
We can say now it's been a couple. Dude, this has now been going on for a month.
Yeah.
A month.
Yeah, but you know how trades work.
Fine.
They usually come right before. Wait, it's not just this year. It's not just the years past. Most trades happen the week of the deadline.
This
right.
is 15 minutes of heat, which are brought to you by Hollywood Kia. The big game is here.
30.
Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, we'll double your down payment up to $3,000. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. Call 832-930-6181. We will get some heat calls on the other side, 305-567-0560. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program.
It's like kids in high school.
It really is. Like they when they're here together, like they will be on time for a segment 0% of the time.
No,
0%
of course.
Of the time.
I was getting
and
lava Fig updates
with her new you were Queen getting Esmeralda
lava
hairdo.
Updates.
Lava.
Just think, this is how a conversation started.
Honestly.
So here's what's on the team. Jennifer is the coach. Elsa's on the team. Evie's on the team.
Wait, it's all women?
No.
DJ Zog.
DJ Zog is on the team. Right? And then we got, well, who else is on the team? And Elsa goes, hey, you know the pregnant girl over at
Wait, let me finish.
I'm like, this is what we do. We don't never let people finish before we jump down their throat. Her husband, he's six. So there's nobody's over 5'5" except for him. He's over 6 foot.
But I'm confused. Is she on the team or the husband?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because
she
does
said,
he work with us?
Pregnant girl over there.
Well, hold on. There's people on the other teams that I know definitely did not work at some of these stations.
They got ringers?
What? You can't have no 6'8", 18-year-old who can, like,
six
jump.
Eight or is he 6 foot? Like, if you need a ringer.
No, I'm talking about, no. And J-Fig, can be honest, the team that we lost to?
So, the rumor on the street is they're not playing this year.
So,
we might have a chance.
I don't think you guys have a chance.
You guys have no
chance. Can I just tell you? And so, I warned her.
Mm-hmm.
I said, hey. Don't go up in there and get crossed up like Gabby did last year.
Okay.
Ooh.
Well, that was bad coaching by Marcos.
Marcos was trying to, he was over there
was,
trying to edit
Marcos.
His
I cannot
layup.
Take accountability for that one. That was all him.
Quickly, let's get to the road to repeat here. Brought to you by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Cats lose to the LA Kings last night. 2-1, give up two in the third period. 2-1 filthy. They lose, so they will try and bounce back coming up this weekend. Lucas, what's going on, Lucas?
What's going on, guys? Big show, big fan of the show. I'm a big Heat super fan, so I'm usually on Tobin's side of pretty much everything. But let me tell you, love you, Leroy, but I'm on your side on this. Tobin, I think you are completely dissolving Jimmy of a lot of blame on a lot of this. And listen, I know the argument of wanting to keep him home, all that. But listen, like Jimmy's being, I think he's being a big cry. I love the guy, but I'm so sick of adding that qualifier at this point. But I think he's being a big crybaby in a lot of this. And I think the Heat are just doing their job and reacting to what he's doing. And I'd love to hear what you think about that.
Well, let me ask you before you go.
What's up?
Do you want him to play on Monday?
Oh, well, if it's my want, I trade him, but it's really not up to the Heat right now.
I'm saying no trade. I'm saying the suspension's up on Monday. Do you want him to play for the Miami Heat? Like,
he's still on the roster, I would not want him to. So I guess at that point, I would kind of agree with you, but
Sounds like you're boxed in.
Now you know how I feel.
Sounds like you're boxed in. Sounds like you're boxed in, Lucas. I love you.
If I could say one more thing.
Sure.
If I could say one more thing, I think in general, Tobin, listen, I love you. I've been in your side on like for years. But I think in general, I think you're just looking at the Heat a lot in the situation. I think it's 99% Jimmy's fault.
I listen.
Here.
Thank you for mostly being on my side, except now.
Wait, this breaks it down. This whole Jimmy situation started with Tobin's question. Brendan asking Pat that question was the genesis of this drama.
Not my fault.
Call him Brendan.
I don't like that.
That's what I'm just reading.
Brendan. I don't want to do, you guys can throw tomatoes at me if you want to. It's not my fault. And I'm not absolving Jimmy of blame. I'm really not, though. Like, all I'm trying to tell you is
you're trying to get to a solution.
If you want to keep suspending him, suspend him the rest of the season. If the Miami Heat were legally allowed to, and I could say, hey,
they would.
If Jimmy was allowed to be suspended for the rest of the season for how he's acted, I would be all for that.
They can't.
I would be all for that.
Collective bargaining. So you got to go about things a certain way.
Jimmy has been completely lame. He has been a crybaby. He has quit on his team. If the Miami Heat were allowed to suspend him for the rest of the season and they could take the rest of his contract, I would be for it. However, they are not. And so I would like to quit doing this stop and start game. Oh, he's back. Is he not going back? Is he going to give effort? Is he not going to give effort? Enough. I just want to watch the Heat. I want to watch tall time. Work out a trade. If you can't, I'm not saying take a bad trade. Don't miss my words here. I'm not saying I'm taking Bradley Beal. You got me there. But what I am saying is, hey, let's put the gas on this a little bit, which apparently they have, but maybe now the Bucks aren't in on Bradley Beal, whatever. I don't care. All I'm saying is the solution needs to be found, and I cannot have this guy stepping on the court for the team anymore. He doesn't try and win. So if there was an option to suspend him for the rest of the year, Old Toes would be for it. But there's not. So let's find an actual solution onto getting – I know it would make the locker room happy. It would certainly make Spo happy. I'm sure it wouldn't make Mickey happy, because why would you want to pay somebody $500,000 for every game?
Let me read this one, because this is not accurate. MacMahon. See? You did the same thing.
Who the hell is MacMahon? Why wouldn't you be MacMahon?
I don't know. Maybe it was taken. You know how the internet works. The Jimmy drama is not affecting the team. It's just affecting the media. That is not accurate. Dude, those guys just look beat up.
There's nobody
stuck in the middle.
Trust me, there's nobody that's affecting less than the media.
Right.
The media loves this.
Right.
The national media loves this. It's drama nonstop. The local media, I guess, hey, is Jimmy going to speak today? Nah. I can tell you one thing, as somebody who's covered this team, it's not that different. Jimmy walked out the other day. It's like, did Jimmy speak? Nope. Left. Oh, that's kind of like every other season. Spoke once a week.
So checking the internet, they do say that a sports team can send a player home paid, meaning they will continue to receive their salary even though they are not actively participating with the team. It's usually due to injury, disciplinary reasons, or strategic decision to rest the player. So they can send his ass home.
They can send him home.
Take a break. Hour 2 is next.